This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're at the top of the hour. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building, right at 814 Elm Street in downtown Manchester. And we mixed up the segments. I'll blame that on Tracy and me, or me, whatever. So we are going to be, our top of the hour is now Christine and her dad, Ron, of Wicked Cool Candles. And, you know, I met Christine, it's been a few years. I think it's been, you know, out of three or four anyway, at least, I think. You know, when we do the Chocolate Lover's Fantasy, the Red Arrow goes and Wicked Cool Candles are there. So that's how I've met Christine. And then, you know, we've done a couple other functions together. And when I go to one, I'll bump into her. And she always, always has by her side her dad. So I want to welcome them both on. Welcome Christine and Ron on.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Hi, nice Carol and Tracy. Thanks for having us here today. It's a pleasure to be here, as usual, to see Carol. Nice to see you guys again for having us here.
And I've spoken to Ron for all of 3 minutes, and I can tell I got to watch out for him.
You have to watch out, honey.
That's awesome. So, Christine, I want to, you know, what I usually like to do, you know, when we have people on, and, you know, Tracy and I were so fortunate to do this, and you know, we get to meet so many different people, different, you know, areas of work that they do, hobbies, interests, all that. How did Wicked Cool Candles come about? Like, how have you always done candles? I mean, I can remember as a kid making candles. You know, you get those little crap box things. You
I
know,
remember
with the,
that.
Remember with the wicks hanging down?
Yes.
And, you know?
Yeah. They didn't smell like these, though.
No, they definitely didn't smell like these.
They probably didn't burn like these either, Carol and Tracy. I got to be honest, I do have to give credit to an ex-boyfriend, which we will give Eric Hebert credit for helping me get started in the business. He decided that we should make candles. I told him we were crazy we weren't making candles. And like I said, he is an ex-boyfriend, but I have this business to thank him for. Which brings me and my dad together, you know, on a weekly basis, which I love spending time with him. So we started making candles and going to little shows, and next thing we knew.
How long ago was this? How many years ago?
10 years ago we've been in business.
Yeah. Good for you.
10 years, me and dad kept
And you know,
it alive.
Before you continue, let me tell the listeners so that they're listening and they may be by a computer. So it's called, it's Wicked Cool Candles. So it's W-I-C-K-I-T, cool. C-O-O-L, candles.com. So check her out, you know, check out her website, you know, as we're talking, if you want to do that. So just want to let people know that. So 10 years.
Yeah, we've been in business for about 10 years. What makes us really unique from other candle companies is the all-natural ingredients we use in our candles. It's made of soy, which when you think of soy, you think of like soy cheese. Soy milk is natural. We use a soy candle with a cotton wick, which makes our candles above and beyond anybody else's.
So the moment you guys walked in, Ron grabbed my hand and dug out a little bit of that wax and started giving me a hand massage and rubbed it all into the back of my hand and my cuticles. And like anybody who didn't know what was going on would think, why are you putting candle wax on me?
It is a unique candle due to the inherent properties in the candles, the ingredients. We use a nice soy with a vitamin E and a jojoba oil, and it makes the candle into a moisturizing lotion.
That's now, so was cool. That, did you develop that right away, or is that something you just kind of fell upon and said, oh, my gosh, we can actually for massages.
Yeah, as we started, we were looking at other candles that do this that were very expensive, and we decided there's got to be a cheaper way to give the public what they want. And the ambiance of a candle with the, you know, the massage, you don't have to use it as a massage lotion because they do burn over 80 hours because the soy burns slow and it doesn't burn above body heat.
Oh, wow.
I have them in all my house. I love them. I love them. And I'm a candle person.
And I got to mention some of these names.
Yes.
So there's a basic lilac. Let's see if there's some normal mistletoe, some kind of things. But monkey farts. Tell me about monkey farts, please.
We'll let Dad take monkey farts over. Ron?
Was this your idea?
No, it was not. I just fool around there, and I have a lot of fun. I go to the shows and help her out. And oh, I have a lot of fun rubbing girls' hands. A lot of them want to take me home, but they don't know I'm married, so.
Yeah, we do have a lot of funny names. We've got the Monkey Farts, Jamaican Me Crazy, Butt Naked. We also have everybody's favorite at Christmas time. It's Reindeer Poop. It doesn't smell anything like reindeer poop. It also has a poem on the back.
Yeah, Ron read the entire – he didn't read. He recited the entire poem from memory to me before we started.
Nice.
It's very clever.
Yeah. We like to be different, you know. I mean, monkey farts. No, it doesn't smell like monkey farts. Not that I'd know what a monkey fart smelled like. But it's a fruity scent, you know. Very fruity. Strawberries and bananas and mangoes.
Yes, I can smell all that.
It. Okay.
Now, this smells like one I would really... So that was going to be my question. I said I had a question earlier. Yep. When you say you have candles, do you think certain kind of smell for the air? And then when you think lotion or massage oils, you think a different kind of smell. So that was my first think. I'm like, well... How are they going to smell good? But sex on the beach just happens to be what Ron rubbed on my hand. Not quite sure if that was intentional or not. But it smells so good. I could smell it in the room or I could smell it on my hand. And this one, the monkey farts actually smells like something I would definitely put on my body. It smells so good.
We do have a perfume cologne collection. For the women, we carry a lot of like Chanel or beautiful Japanese cherry blossom. For the men's, we have everybody's favorite, which is Midnight Summer. I call it Dracar, Cool Water Polo Curve. One I actually named after my dad here. I call it Old Timer. It actually has a little bit of Old Spice in it. Which reminds
actually,
me of
him. Old Spice in it. That's awesome.
It's excellent. And my dad wears Old Spice, so it reminds me of him, and I named it after him. Yeah.
That's all right. Great. So the one I'm holding now is Witch's Brew, and I'm not really good with smells. I know I like them, but I'm not. There's a certain smell in there that I can't place. What is that?
It's got a hint of bergamot in it and I think some bay berries. It's kind of a mixture. I can't tell you exactly what's in it. It is a very fall
candy
scent.
Candy or something.
Yeah, we have one same candy corn in Witch's Brew, which if you check out the website.
How many do you have, Christine? Because, you know, when you have your display, you know, I sit there at the Chocolate Lovers Fantasy, for instance, and I bring in my stuff. You know, my husband and I, he usually helps me. We bring in my stuff. I'm done. I'm sitting and I'm waiting. As Ron is continuing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But the good thing is you don't leave with hardly any because people buy them. They're awesome.
Yeah.
So how many different flavors do you have?
I think we're up to about 95 different scents. We do have a new collection coming out, which I'm really excited. I don't know how it's going to do. But I think where everybody loves to drink wine, they may love these candles. It's my new wine collection. It's going to be like a Cabernet, a Chardonnay, and a Zinfandel. So we're going to try a couple wine-scented candles.
I think that's
cool.
That is
neat. My husband may not come near me because he smells my wine and he's like, oh, get that away from me.
We have another new one coming out.
That apple pie smells like amazing.
It is.
Yeah. Red hot cinnamon, cloves. Like I said, we do have a clearance on the website right now, which is the wickedcoolcandles.com. A new scent, I haven't made it yet, but it's going to be called, and it's going to have to outdo the one I made that I named my father, Old Timer, but it's called the Perfect Man, ladies. So if you're looking to have a scent in your room and you don't want the man, check out the new candle, the Perfect Man.
Okay, so not only do you do a lot of shows almost on a weekly basis, people can also purchase from your website, wickedcoolcandles.com.
Yep,
so Wicket, W-I-C-K-I-T, coolcandles.com. You can purchase right from there.
Is there a dash on the on the candles? So it's wickit.com?
Not on the website.
No?
Okay. It's all one word, wickit, coolcandles.com. They can always call me, too. We're very friendly. My dad loves it when people come over to the shop in Hollis, New Hampshire.
Are you open?
We don't have a shop that's open, but if you give us a call, dad's retired, being almost 80, so he's usually home. No, I gave away your age to the ladies. But he loves it when people come on over to the house.
So that's at his house?
Yeah, in Hollis, right next to Mann's Automotive. in Hollis.
Okay.
Should I be supervised?
Yeah.
I think she might come visit you, Ron. I don't know. I can't wait until Eddie says to you, "What are you wearing, honey? It smells so good." And you go, "Monkey farts."
I'm going to say, "Ron rubbed monkey farts on my hand."
Excellent. I don't know about these ladies. You, Dad?
I don't know. We have some scents I didn't bring in because, you know, like, lick me all over. That's one that at the show, I'll be showing girls different candles. And then, I'll turn around and I'll say, I'll show them the candle and they'll say, "Lick me all over." And I'll say, "What'd you say?"
Oh, yes, I do have to be careful with him. We will have a lawsuit.
I told you we had to watch out for him.
He would get along great with Donna.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. We should do a Donna and Ron show.
Oh, no.
We have Donna from Delaware that calls in each week, and she is a hoot.
Yeah, she needs to be censored sometimes. Yeah.
They would get along good. So.
So like I said, we do this as a hobby. I do also work full-time. So I work at New England Heart Institute, which is just a fabulous place to work at as a medical assistant. So, you know, it's a hobby me and Dad do. It's not a career. The other thing we do is private labeling. So if you have a business, which I'm hoping some of these wine outlets are going to maybe carry the candles. We can do custom labels if you're getting married or having a baby shower or just for that perfect special occasion, you want to have a custom label. We could even put the Red Arrow Diner on
there.
What
a great idea.
Yeah, that is neat.
So we do custom labels too for Christmas if you want, you know, Merry Christmas from your family on them. Just kind of fun.
I even like Christmas, you know, gifts for like my employees. I have like over 100 of them. That would be so cool.
Excellent. Yep. We actually had a lot of places
book
do
me
that.
In for next year.
You got it. At least you have to give us at least a month.
Of course.
If you can.
I'm going to tell my girl up in the office right when I get off and have her docket it.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't have thought that.
We
That's
have two
awesome.
Different sizes. We have a 12-ounce candle that burns about 80 hours, and then our small candle is a 5-ounce candle. It burns about 25 hours of burn time. And there's no black soot with these candles.
Right.
That's what makes them really nice. Yep, the burn time. And if you want to come see us, we're actually going to be at the Radisson, which is going to be March 24th to the 26th for the great Made in New Hampshire Expo. What a fabulous show to see all the nice stuff made in New Hampshire locally by local people.
That's
and Ron will rub your hand. Come on by, ladies.
So funny. So, okay, you said you have your shop in Hollis at Dad's place. Now, like, do you guys make all these? Like, do you make these?
We make them all at home.
Wow.
Yep, so they're all
without giving away your secrets, what's the process?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'd like to know. I would like to know the process.
It's not too bad. We have a big, 100-pound wax melter, which we buy 50 pounds of soy at a time. It comes in a really cool white shavings. We melt that down. We actually have a mop bucket for each scent, so I don't have to keep rewashing everything. That was Dad's idea. Dad has came up with some amazing ideas. I remember at the beginning I used to use little tongs to put each wick in. Now we use, we shouldn't say, but a Dunkin' Donut straw to do it, to put the wick in.
Ah.
And they're all, handmade. You got to pour each one individually and then set the wicks and heat them as we do it. So, and all the labels are put on one at a time by Dad.
That must be tedious.
No, it's just, it keeps me out of my wife's hair.
So how often, Christine, is it a certain time of year you're busier? I mean, do you make candles on a weekly basis, monthly basis, twice a week? What?
I try to make them all year long. During the holiday season, I try to, over the summer, I try to stock up and get ready for the Boston Christmas Festival, the Deerfield Fair. Those are really big shows, and working full time. So, at least once or twice a week, I'll go down to Hollis with my dad, and he's great. He sets up the tables and gets everything all ready. So when I come, I do the big pour, and then during the week, he's able to just have fun and get things done.
I love that you guys do that together. I think that's really neat.
Yeah. He's my world.
Aww.
I remember selling the Boston for a candle to somebody. And it was on a weekend. He came back in Monday, and he says, my wife doesn't understand it. I said, well, didn't you tell her? You burn it, you light it, you use it as a moisturizer, or just a candle. He says, no, he says, I put that under my tree, did not light it. She walked in the room, and she says, I never knew we had a smell on that candle, on that tree before.
Is it a fake tree?
Yeah. Actually, awesome. Our balsam fir, we actually got voted number one in New Hampshire, in the New Hampshire magazine. I had a gentleman call me and ask me where he could get one that was voted number one. And, yeah, we got voted number one in the balsam fir. Our lilac in the spring, we're very well known for. I probably make, I can't even tell you how many cases of those.
Now, there's one over there I can't see. What is that other one?
I haven't smelled them all except for that one.
This is called Orange You Clover. I actually asked the public for a little bit of help on naming some. It's got orange and clove mixed in it. And my aunt came up with the Orange You Clover. So some of the names we make up and just have fun with.
That's a really unique combination.
This one's actually, I haven't tried that one.
Yeah, smell that one. That smells really good.
This is actually on the website on clearance for the winter because I have so many left right now.
Yeah, I really like that combination. My. Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. Smells like you're cooking something, you know.
Orange, clover.
And citrus is always good for everything. Like that citrusy smell. It smells clean. And
we have a nice sage and citrus. We have cucumber melons. We have all the flower scents, the tulips, the gardenias, the hyacinths. Yes, please check out our website. And like us on Facebook. If you're on Facebook as well, please. There's a video of us, actually, if you go to WMUR and on my Facebook, there's a video of us actually making the candles in the shop in Hollis.
Awesome.
WMUR came out and did a Chronicle, yes, was out and did a newscast. So that was kind of fun.
That's awesome.
It was really neat.
Good for you.
Now, do you have any big plans or anything for expanding, or are you just enjoy doing it?
Let's ask her that. Let's go on a break, and when we come back, we're gonna end her segment with that. So you are listening to Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy, and we are in studio with Christine and her dad, Ron, of Wicket Cool Candles. You can check them out on the web at wickedcoolcandles.com. Also, like her on Facebook, like she just said. And you can purchase them also on that website, too. But stay tuned. We're going to find out what the future holds for Christine and her dad. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
A little different.
Yeah. A little moody.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are in studio with Christine and her dad, Ron, of Wicket Cool Candles. You can check them out on the web at wickedcoolcandles.com. They are 100% soy. You can also massage if you want with the wax. It's pretty amazing. And that's Christine's dad's specialty from what we are hearing. And you just have all kinds of, a ton of different flavors, which is, and they're all, I'm a candle person. So, you know, when you whiff at a candle, if it's a good one or not,
you know what I mean?
You can just tell.
Definitely.
And, I have bought her candles, you know, many, many times, and I am a 100% testament that I love her candles. So,
I'm a fan too. And I just found out about them. I keep smelling them.
See?
The other thing is, ladies, too, I know the scents are just phenomenal, but there are people that cannot do the scents. But when your power goes out and you need a nice candle that's not going to put black soot on your walls and burns over 80 hours, we do make unscented candles, and we can make them in any color. So you can always give us a call if you need a couple made unscented, because there are people who the scents do bother them, but... When your power's out, which it's winter.
Yeah, it's in New Hampshire. Yeah. Now, you mentioned something else about a pheromone fragrance. What's that all about?
Pheromones. We also have another new scent coming out. It's called Pheromones. It's a very masculine, sexy, irresistible. It's clean and inviting. It's got citrus and bergamots and grapefruit in it. It's just going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, this is the second time I hear you say this. Bergamot?
Yeah.
What is that?
Bergamot scent. You'd have to smell it to. We'll have to get you one up here.
Bergamot.
Yeah. It's like a woodsy. Oh, very nice. Okay. Yeah. But the new candle is going to be a pheromones with the perfect man.
So that goes really nice with the massage oil there.
Yes. I think I'm going to be in trouble with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fight you.
You're going to be fighting the ladies off, Ron. Now, what we asked you earlier before we went to break, you know, what is your plan for this? Are you want to keep it a hobby, or are you really would you like to see it go bigger or national or anything like that?
We would love to. I mean, people keep telling me I should go on the Shark Tank. The problem with that, though, is they'll just beat you down, and they want to really know everything that you've spent and done. If we could find somebody that would help us really get the business off the ground, like I said, right now we do it more as a hobby. Mm-hmm. You know, the new wine scent collection, I'm really hoping to go over to a couple of the wineries and see if maybe with the custom logos, if they'd like to have a nice wine collection with their wines.
That's a neat idea.
You know what's big, too, that you may want to think about is, you know, yes, wine is very, very popular, but so is beer right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about that.
They do have a beer scent, actually. I made it a couple years ago. It smells like a stale beer, though.
Yeah, we could hook you up with the right guy.
Yeah, yeah, we know somebody.
We do.
Ladies drink a lot of beer.
No. Just when he's off the show.
Yeah. We brings our samples. He comes the show once a month.
Nice. Yeah, but we'd love to get into more stores. For a while, we were in the in Sully's in Goffstown in a couple of
That's where I go.
Yes.
Did you know I moved?
What's that?
I moved.
You know, I didn't know
to
you
New
moved.
To New Boston.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to come out and see your new house.
I know. Get we're right nice down the road candles. From Sully's.
Nice. But a couple stores did have them in them. You know, I think it's about display and word of mouth and people just really realizing that, you know, these candles do outburn and last a Yankee candle, your traditional candles, because they burn over 80 hours of burn time. So it's word of mouth, and, you know, one candle, one customer at a time, we'll get there.
That's right. That is right.
You know, and coming on the show with you ladies is just phenomenal today that, you know.
Well,
thank
it's nice
you.
To have you guys.
Yeah, so glad to have you on, and it was nice to see you again and nice to see Dad. And I'm sure we'll see you at that, the expo. It's the Made in New Hampshire expo.
Yeah, I'll stop by and say hi.
That's right down the road here at the Radisson in Manchester on it's March 24th to the 26th. It's a phenomenal show.
Fun.
You don't want to miss
it. It's fun. It's very fun. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, too. We're happy to be here and looking forward to see all the girls again.
Get on over to the Made in New Hampshire Expo and go get your hand massaged by Ron. Yes,
thank you,
definitely.
Ladies.
Thank you. You are listening to Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. And I just want to let listeners know, Culinary Playground, I guess, had their schedule mixed up. And you said
they had
weren't...
a little altercation with their dishwasher, so they were waiting for a service person to come in. So it was just one of those.
With their dishwasher.
It was just
not a
one
person.
Of those things that, yeah. So
it
we'll
happens.
Be rescheduling her for March.
Perfect. So it happened. So
I'm still smelling these candles. That was really fun.
It was fun. Her dad is a hoot.
Isn't he so funny? Now, if you've ever been to any of her expos.
Oh, yeah.
And her dad is
he loves it.
All over the women.
He's like all in the.
So, yeah. They're fun. And funny. Look at them out there. They're such characters. They're watching us.
I know. They're taking our pictures. I'm holding
we
up some candles.
We should have been doing that for the.
Right?
I got a great photo of all of you guys laughing, and it must have been something that Ron said.
Good. Right? Good. So so we have Miss Kim Bergeron, otherwise known as the coupon professor, the blogster, the wicked
kids.
Cool office person.
Help make the radio segment for you ladies.
Sewing buddy.
You're a busy lady.
I love it.
She was at my house all day
yesterday. Oh, you guys are sewing together now?
We sewed all day yesterday at my house.
I made potholders. Yeah, good start. I like them. The kids are impressed. Yeah.
See?
It's good. Can't
and today
wait.
You're going to drop your machine off?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
So oh, I can't wait to hear what he says about it.
I know.
I think it's the bobbin.
I think it's the bobbin, too.
I really think it's something in the bobbin.
Yep.
I think so. But anyway, you'll get that all fixed. So, yes. Ann, let's take this moment right now and wish Kim a happy birthday. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's a fun place to be. That's for sure. Absolutely. Look at the candles. Carol brought me cupcakes this morning.
Queen City cupcakes.
Yes.
Aren't those like crazy?
You have to. Brian went in and said, oh, it's your birthday. What cupcake can I have?
I was just thinking. I'm like, well, it's your birthday. I should go get myself a cupcake.
Right. Yeah, let's go.
Just pop over to Queen City and say, you know, it was Kim's birthday, so I had to come get a cupcake.
Yeah, we have some. I'm a good sharer.
There you go.
Oh, there's still some left?
Yes, there are.
Are you got...
Go that's run up crazy. And get one.
Yeah,
no, they look like a picture. It's crazy.
I'm supposed to be quitting sugar. I told you I've been going to the Focus Female. She's going to be coming on in a couple weeks.
Good.
They're doing a program called I Quit Sugar.
Oh.
And I haven't gone full fledged yet because I missed the meeting last night. And there's another meeting Saturday, I think. Just to learn about what sugar does to you and all stuff. But it's your birthday, so you can have sugar.
That's right. We're doing this for another week. And my husband's birthday is Saturday, so we're celebrating even a little longer.
There you
That's
go.
Fun.
You should. You know, I have a friend who celebrates her birthday month.
Oh, I've been doing the week.
It's my brother.
I've been doing it for the week. That's good.
My brother.
My kids wouldn't tolerate it any longer than that.
You know, that's so funny because I am. I don't even say when it's my birthday.
Oh, funny.
Don't. Anyway. So, does your family, how do you celebrate? Like, do you do cakes? Do you, what is?
Yeah, well, when anybody in the family has a birthday, they can get their own special meal and what kind of cake do they want. And sometimes if it's something more expensive, I might not do it for the whole family. It'll just be for the birthday person. But the cakes are a huge thing. They'll put their cake orders in with me 6 months ahead of time. I make my own ice cream cakes, and they are to die for.
Okay. Are you going to tell us?
They look really, really good. So what I love, and I just... You know, at first when you're making the ice cream cake, you don't want it in the big pan because you want it to look like a cake after. So I use a springform pan, the cheesecake pans.
That's a good idea.
And I'll get the biggest one, and we'll have usually 3 to 4 ice creams will fit into this so they can pick their ice creams. So my nephew last time was his birthday, and he wanted a peanut butter cup one. So we did peanut butter
that
cup
would be
ice
my
cream.
Boys,
both my boys always ask for peanut butter ice cream cake.
Yeah, we might be making that one this weekend. Mm. So we do, and I fudge it each time. It's like, what creative thing can I put in here this time? So we did peanut butter cup ice cream, and you want it to soften a little bit.
And then you just like push it down?
Yeah, so I'll do a layer of that. And then if you want another ice cream, so it might be chocolate on top, you can layer it. And then we'll do a layer of, he wanted caramel sauce. So we did a layer of caramel sauce.
You just pour it on.
Kind of kid.
Yes. And then we did, there were Oreo, chocolate peanut butter filled Oreos. Mm. So I got those and I crushed those up and I do a layer of that. Then we add our leftover ice cream and then we have to do the hot fudge. So we do the hot fudge on top of that. And then we have the peanut butter cups themselves and we put them all on top of the ice cream. And
like a whole peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. So we'll just take them out and put them all over the top of the ice cream cake. And then I don't like the Cool Whip on it because you have to put it back in the freezer and it's frozen. So I like it without it. My sister-in-law, she makes it and she does do the Cool Whip. So you could do that as well and put it in the freezer, usually overnight. And then, of course, it's going to be very frozen. So you do have to, when I'm about ready, about an hour before, I'll take it out, let it sit. I'll take warm towels, wet towels, put it on the edge of the springform pan so I can undo the latch. Mm. And then it's still on the base, but all the edges are off. So you see all the layers.
Oh.
You see all the chocolate in this inside. And,
and you know how expensive those cakes are?
I know.
So comparatively, how much ice cream do you think you...
It depends on the size. So I think we do like 3 gallons. the half gallons. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So we do the three cartons of ice cream, two things of sauce. Or one thing of sauce. Mm-hmm. It depends. He wanted two that time. I usually just do the one hot fudge.
So you might be spending around the same amount.
Well,
but
I'll usually get the ice cream
it.
That's on sale between $2 and $2.50.
Okay, so maybe not then.
So no, it's quite a bit less.
Yeah, I'm thinking $5, $10, $15.
And it's, you know, I have a big springform pan.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
Hmm.
It's very good. And it's so easy to do.
That does sound so easy when you think about it.
And then when the kids were younger, my boys loved the dump trucks and stuff like that.
Yep.
So we'd take the hot fudge and we'd make it as roads on top of the cake. And then we'd have the little dump truck toys, you know, the little miniature ones, and put those on.
Matchboxes.
And do, the matchbox trucks. And then we'll use some Tootsie Rolls for logs. So we'll decorate the top of the cake.
Fun.
And then that's the ice cream. So then you can still do cake or cupcakes on the side if you wanted to.
Oh, cake and cake. Perfect birthday party.
Yes, right?
So you just reminded me of when my kids are little and I would actually have time to be creative and do stuff like this. One of my favorite cakes with air quotes that I ever made for them, and it was so simple. It was just my son was into the trucks and the Tonkas, and I took a great big Tonka truck and lined it with just the bed of it with Saran wrap.
Okay.
Made brownies, which was super easy. Stacked them all in there, all kind of messy, and let them crumble and all that.
What a great idea.
And then took Oreos and crushed them all up. So it's the dirt.
Yeah.
Actually, I frosted the
brownies
with like a brown chocolate frosting. Then put them all in there, and then sprinkled the crushed Oreos as the dirt all over
it.
What
a great idea.
And stuck a shovel in it.
That's cool.
And it wasn't my idea. I certainly got it offline. But it was one of my favorite and one of their favorite cakes either. It was so, so easy and creative looking.
Yep,
it was like a dirt cake.
That's really cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish my kids were young.
That's so cute.
I know. Yeah, wish my kids were younger.
I know. Time for grandkids, Tracy.
Yeah, no, not yet. I got to get through high school.
I know, which
is about to kill me.
Borrow mine for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, that's our cake. That's our usually the big hit in the house.
So tonight, is it family night at your house? Like, is it dinner with the family?
No, you know, they're all scattered. And that's another reason why we kind of celebrate it for the week, right? So you get a little time with each kid and husband. No, today I'll go Camden. It's his last basketball game in Hooksett. So I'm going to that. Then my parents are taking Paul and I out for dinner.
Nice. So yeah, inevitably, there's always a children's event going on
always.
Mother's birthday.
Yeah.
Always.
And Mother's Day.
That one
kills me.
Yeah. Lacrosse games.
Baseball.
Every year on Mother's Day.
I know.
But the coach is nice. He buys, it's like the kids are being nice. He buys a whole package of a whole bunch of carnations.
Oh, yeah.
And gives them to the boys to come. You know, of course, my boy walks over and tosses at me. Here you go.
Here you go.
Now, a long time ago, I said, Mother's Day and birthday is my day to do whatever I want. So,
except you end up doing kid stuff.
The last few years, I really haven't. I've done my own thing. I remember one Mother's Day, I took all the kids to Canobie Lake because mom's got in free and you got a free lunch. And so we're like, we're going to go to Canobie Lake. We might as well get a deal, of course. Mm-hmm. And one of my kids the next day had a doctor's appointment. And they said to Brock, so did you treat your mom well for Mother's Day? He's like, yeah, we went to Canobie Lake. And he's like, oh, okay, whose idea was that? But, yeah, it's true. No.
But, you know, that is a gift because that's family time.
Yeah.
And so many times now all they want to do is just sit in front of computers in their room. And so that is, you know, that's a gift. Get to spend family time together.
Sure. Or I can go to the spa. Right?
Of course.
Yeah, that sounds way better.
The kids are around all the time. Moms feel no guilt. Trust me.
That is true.
I know. Yeah. Eventually, I want to start. I've been approached a couple times to do a ladies event and be a guest speaker. And, you know, do you have anything that you want to talk about? And I mean, I've done the savings things, you know, for about 5 years now and stuff. Across a lot of moms who you hear so many stories, whether it's money or then feeling guilty for mom time and that kind of thing. So I would love to put together a humorous conversation to be able to do in front of a bunch of ladies. And
did you ever hear of Loretta LaRoche?
No.
Look her up.
Okay.
That's exactly what she does.
Really?
Unbelievable.
All right.
Yeah. I was in front row at Palace Theater and
I read about that and I wanted to go and I didn't.
Just look her up online. You can hear a few of her skits. Funny as all heck. And that it's all women, you know.
And then taking our own circumstances. Like, I actually have pages of things that have happened over the years that at the moment was like tragic, and then years later you're laughing about it, you know? Do we have a second for a mom story?
We have plenty of time.
So this is a not so good mom moment, but it was one day, it was a Sunday after church at that even, and we had to go grocery shopping after. So I have all the kids. This is just a few years ago, and it was a hot summer day, and they were all arguing in the car, and I was like, enough is enough. You know, here now we're unloading all the groceries, and we had five kids in the Suburban, but I'm the one unloading the groceries. They all went and sat in the car. So I'm like, seriously, get your butts out here and help unload the groceries. And somebody was arguing, and I went in the car, and I made them finish.
Good for you.
Well, we leave the parking lot. They're still arguing, okay? So we have the normal family, right, people?
And we all do.
I'm at the light. I was at Market Basket. So I was 101, 114, yep, right? So I'm hopping onto the highway there. What do you do when you're mad? Do you drive a little faster?
I try not to, but sometimes I do.
The takeoff was a little bit faster, okay? So I go and I turn the corner and I hear shoo, 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 hear all this noise. I'm like, what the heck is that? The kids forgot to close the back of the Suburban.
No.
Now, let me tell you, when we grocery shop, we have two carts. So we have, 7 to 10 gallons of milk all falling out.
7 to 10.
Yeah, that's what we get a week. So I went for my week grocery shopping. So here you have all these gallons of milk falling out of the car onto the highway. And I couldn't do anything. I had to pull over. I couldn't go out in the road to pick it up because cars were coming like crazy. I closed my thing and I just like, oh my gosh, it was awful.
Oh my gosh.
But it's funny now.
That's what you say. See what happens when you argue.
Oh,
isn't that
my.
Terrible?
Did you go back to the grocery store?
Oh, no. I was waiting for somebody to get my license plate and for me to get a call or police show up at my door for littering. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It was terrible.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Yeah. I know. So that would make somebody's mom's day. They'd be like, oh, I didn't have a day that bad, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. True. Now, I completely understand why you are so good at saving money. 7 to 10 gallons of milk a
ridiculous.
Week. My jaw was on the table here.
Yeah.
Like,
no exaggeration.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you have a big family like that, you have to find ways to cut corners.
We don't do, like, I don't buy sodas. Mm-hmm. I don't buy juice. So anybody, unless it's a holiday or that type of thing. So it's milk or water, what they drink in the house.
Yeah.
But
still. That's pretty much us too. Same thing.
Yeah, but it is a lot.
But now when I'm going through milk and complaining about how fast they're going through it, because I have two boys, teenage boys, I will think of you and I will not complain anymore.
See, it's already helping. I should give my speech somewhere.
Aldi, $1.50 $1.49
I keep forgetting you say that. I have to go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that where you got it?
Well, not then, but now I do. Now I can pull out of that parking lot fast and not feel so bad, right? Yeah, the milk's only $1.40. I mean, that's worth the drive for me to do that.
Yeah, I got to do that. I keep forgetting.
And then almond milk, $1.99. Yeah, and sometimes when it goes on sale, it's $1.49.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. See, I really need to take a page from your book because I've been better the last few weeks about making a plan and actually going to the store for the week. But I am at the grocery store probably 4 to 7 times a week.
Oh, I know.
It's bad.
It is. You spend a lot more that way.
You do. Mm-hmm. Though the last 2 weeks I've made a plan, I've been good, trying to be good.
Where do you go?
Wherever is next to me.
Yeah.
I don't plan at all. You know, Hannaford, Market Basket in Bedford, just wherever I am.
Yeah. See, now, I mean, I live less than 2 miles away from Sully's. I go there a lot. But, I mean, it's just Daryl and I. We don't have kids. And,
right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Or Whole Foods. I like Whole Foods.
Yeah, you do. Did you talk about that pasta you got at Whole Foods?
We did that last week.
Oh, okay. All right. So tune in for last week's.
Yeah, we did that last week.
Yeah.
Today we talked about the cauliflower fried.
That was really good.
Amazing. I'm going to make that this weekend.
Yeah. I was telling Carol that I brought leftovers home from, I was at her house yesterday, and Aaron, my 15-year-old, he's like, oh, what's this in the container? I'm like, oh, you can have some. So he devoured it. He devoured it. He loved the rice.
No clue what it was.
Yeah, no, he loved it.
He loved the not rice.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it's good. So good. And the coconut lime chicken was really good.
Yep. It's amazing.
It's a full meal and it's healthy. I'm making it.
And then have your ice cream cake after that and you'll be totally happy.
I was happy to hear how easy that is. It's really easy. And you can probably make different sizes too.
Absolutely.
Real quick before we go, if somebody doesn't have a spring form pan, any idea what else they could use?
You could do it in anything. And then it just isn't going to pop out. You know, you just have to cut it in a square.
Oh,
and then
gotcha. Okay. You know,
I like the whole display.
Yeah.
Food for thought, Carol and Tracy. Thank you, everybody. Up next is Kale and Company. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.